This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council has now scheduled an emergency closed-door meeting on the coup in Sudan for Tuesday afternoon. Diplomats said late Monday that the consultations were requested by the United States, United Kingdom, France, Ireland, Norway, and Estonia. Sudan's military seized power on Monday, arresting the prime minister and other officials of the transitional government, sparking protests by thousands of demonstrators across the country demanding a return to civilian rule. The takeover threatened the country's shaky progress toward democracy. Iran executed over 250 people. That includes at least four child offenders in the year 2020. So far this year, it has carried out 230 executions that included nine women and one child who was executed in secret. That's according to the UN Independent Investigator on Human Rights in Iran. Javad Rehman told the UN's General Assembly Human Rights Committee that Iran continues to implement the death penalty at an alarming rate and said the absence of official statistics and lack of transparency around executions means that this practice escapes scrutiny, resulting in serious abuses, preventing accountability. According to Amnesty International, Iran was the top executor in the Middle East last year, accounting for more than half of the region's 493 executions, followed by Egypt, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. Amnesty's annual figures exclude China